This is Apollo Control at 10 hours 45 minutes into the flight of Apollo 8. At the present time, our spacecraft is at an altitude of 51,595 nautical miles, traveling at a velocity of about 8,300 feet per second. Flight Director Milton Windler has just gone around the room here in Mission Control Center, reviewed the status of the spacecraft and flight for the first mid-course correction burn, and we've passed up a go to the crew for that maneuver scheduled to occur in just about 15 minutes from now at 11 hours ground elapsed time. That burn will be a very short one, about 2.4 seconds. It will add about 24 or 25 feet per second of velocity to the trajectory. Most of that will be in a pausigrade direction, velocity added rather than velocity subtracted. There will be also some minor direction change in it, but most of the velocity is an increase. At the time of ignition, the spacecraft will be at an altitude of about 52,770 nautical miles. We do have a recording of some conversation with the crew over the past 15 or 20 minutes. We'll play that back for you now and then stand by to monitor any conversations that develop. This is Apollo Control. We've had a relatively quiet period for the last few minutes between the ground and the spacecraft, and we imagine that the crew is rather actively involved in making final preparations for their first mid-course correction en route to the moon. Engine ignition is now scheduled to occur about 2.5 minutes. Correction about 6.5 minutes from now at 11 hours ground elapsed time. The batteries on board the spacecraft have been fully charged up. They will be brought on the line during preparation and during the burn to assist in carrying the electrical load at that time. This is a normal procedure during a maneuver where the entire guidance and navigation system is required. We'll stand by to monitor the burn, pick up any communications with the spacecraft as we go through the final systems checks and await that mid-course correction.